God does everything in order, doesn't he? Everything in order. He says, let him take the load. It's time for him to take the load now. He's given us all we need for this season. Everything we need to defeat the enemy has been done at the cross. Now, in order for us to keep him from stealing what he gave us at the cross, he's given it to us. He's given us prayer. He's given us his name. He's given us faith. He's given us hope. He's given it to his powerful word. He said, you have it. Now, guess what? Testing time. We've been studying a long time. And we have grown. We have matured. We know the word work. But God said, I'm going to let you know that it works. So severe trials are coming, but we will not fear because we are the just. We live by faith. And when that trial comes, you watch. That word going to rise up in you, and you're going to say, what can I lose? Speak the word. Stand strong. Grit your teeth. Believe to see the salvation of the Lord. We win. So if we were being rocked to sleep, we've been awakened now with an urgency. Wake up. Wake up. Get your weapons together. Get everything in order and stand watch. Stand watch because the attack is coming. It probably has come in a lot of our lives already. And some of the tests and trials are very severe. But we win. We win. We have no choice but to stand still and agree with the word of God and encourage ourselves in the Lord and read and read and read and read and get saturated with the promises of God because we know they're true. We run to him, not away from him. Glory to God. I guarantee you everybody that I can look at right now has gone through or dealing with a severe trial. I know you have because, see, you're full of the word. The word's being tried in you. Peter tells us that your faith will be tried to see if it's genuine. Time to stop playing games. Yeah, these church cliches won't scare the enemy. You got to know deep down in your soul that what you're saying is the word of God. Then you can say it with confidence. Hallelujah. And the devil smells that. The devil sees that. And the devil says, I best remove myself from her presence, from his presence. Glory to God. And you have confidence. Have you ever been in a situation you have studied? You study, they get ready to give you the hardest test. It's an exam. If you don't pass this, you're going to just flunk the whole course. And you study, you study, you go, you so confident. Give me the test. Feeling good about yourself. Everybody else scrambling and scratching and, you know, breathing all hard. You just as cool. Give you the test, write my name. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Thank you. Confidence. That's how you ought to be with the word of God. When you see the enemy come up in your face like that, it may rock you for a minute, but when you get yourself together, God going to bring to your remembrance everything that you've been taught, everything that you know to be true. He's going to remind you that you can speak a thing and believe in it. It shall come to pass. He's going to remind you who you are and the promises that you have in Christ. See, that's where we are today. Don't let the trials overwhelm you. So God wants me to bring a word today on waiting with hope. Amen. Can't give up. And we're going to explain that word, waiting. But I'm going to read Psalms 27. If anybody waited with hope, it was David. I notice now when I read the Psalms of David, when I read, I can begin to see why David's crying out to the Lord. David went through some stuff, y'all. And if you read it and take your time and you go back to Samuel 1st and 2nd, you're going to see why David is crying out to the Lord in Psalms of this nature. He's crying out to his God. But Psalms 27 is where I'm going to start today. Waiting with hope. Amen. Now, as I read this, read it with revelation. Read it with understanding. Make it personal. Make it personal. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. the war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, that this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, that's his presence, all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe. What a promise. He will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Psalms 100. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppression. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. David says, I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait to get to heaven to see God's goodness. I declare I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Is that your declaration? I'm not waiting for the by and by. I'm looking to see the goodness of God right now in my life. Hallelujah. And the goodness of God is awesome. The goodness of God is good health. The goodness of God is more than enough to feed your family. The goodness of God keeps your mind. The goodness of God helps you to walk straight. The goodness of God says, my God shall supply all my need. The goodness of God. When your enemies fight, the goodness of God says you shall overcome. When your foes rise up against you, be it man, be it mental, be it physical, God says my goodness shall cover you. You have to believe that. You have to stand strong and say, I shall not die, but I shall live and proclaim the goodness of God in the land of the living. Doesn't he say that? Don't you believe that? Amen. God gives life. God says when your life is over. How dare man come in and try to intervene and usurp what God has spoken? God's word is forever settled in heaven. If God has promised you a long life and he says in Psalms, you will have a long and satisfied life. How dare you usurp the word of God? I believe God. I believe God. See, that's when your faith rise up in you. All my needs shall be. It may look like I'm doing whatever. God says all my needs shall be met. How he's going to do it, I don't know, but I know he is because the word says he is. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. He says, me and my whole household shall be saved. Well, look like they're just going crazy. Well, that doesn't matter to me because I'm seeing with eternal eyes. Hallelujah. I'm hearing with eternal ears. Hallelujah. And the Lord says they shall be saved. That's his business. I'm going to go on about my business. I'm going to pray when prompted to pray. I'm going to speak when prompted to speak. But I'm going to have joy. I'm going to worship. And I'm going to believe God. What else can you do? What else can you do? Hallelujah. Waiting with hope. So many of us have just thrown our hope by the wayside because the trials can be severe. And the enemy tries to go after your faith, which is the substance of things hoped for. And he'll try to come and steal the hope. You know, hope makes you happy because you're believing that it's coming. You get right excited because you see it. Hope makes you cheery. Glory to God. You can be sitting there, and the enemy can come and bar in your mind with this, that, and all of a sudden, hope just steps up to the plate. And all of a sudden, you know, you done changed partners now, and you feel right glad about it. Because you have hope now. Hope in Christ, who has promised us all things. Glory to God. That's a great scripture. Now, what's going on here in Psalms 27? Well, David's in trouble. Anybody in trouble? Assailants and enemies and war, all about. David's in trouble. You remember David at Ziklag? He come back weeping and wailing, wives gone, children gone, and not only that, everybody saying, David, it's your fault. When you were leading us out there against the enemy, we loved you, David. We did anything for you, David. We pat you on the back. David, anything else you need? You want to borrow him a car? I need to put a little more money in your checking account, David. David, you want to borrow him a running shoe? Whatever you need, David. Lead us. And then when they come back and all their wives and children, look, David, what in the world were you thinking? They blame David. Not realizing that David's family was captured too. David said he had to encourage himself in the Lord. When all else failed, turn to God. Don't turn to man. Don't turn to your friend. Turn to God, who knows the truth, who can sustain you, who can supernaturally just enter your spirit and bring healing to you. Turn to God. Salvation of our hope. Hallelujah. He had to encourage himself. And don't sit there and take out your telephone with your address book in, looking for the pastor's number, looking for that number. You encourage yourself in the Lord. Put that phone up. Fall on your knees. Turn to God, who's just hovering over you with his Holy Spirit. Say, if you just turn to me and ask of me, cry out to me, I'm here to help you. He's just hovering. Why don't they turn to me? Why don't they turn? Why are they wasting time looking for her and him and thee and thou and those? Why? Turn to me, who has the answer to all our needs. Put that phone up. Don't let that be your first source. David knew who to go. He loved those men, but David knew they couldn't help him right there. This was internal. He needed some spiritual healing. Not only did he have to deal with them, he had to deal with his own hurt and his own pain. He loved his wife and children as much as they did. David tells us in Psalm 27, and he said, "Well, I will seek the face of the Lord." Are you seeking him? Sometimes you just have to see his beauty. Sometimes you just need to hear a word from God. It'll strengthen you. So you seek him. You seek him with all your might and all your being. You seek until you hear from him. You seek the beauty of the King. David turned. He said, "I will seek the face of the Lord." And then in his conclusion, what did he say? "I can wait with hope." He saw the Lord. He said, "Now I can wait with hope. He has heard my prayer." We love to sing that song, "Don't Mind Waiting, Lord." Well, it's pretty, isn't it? And we just rock ourselves right on the sleeve. Don't mind waiting. Y'all know that. I don't know if it's the right tune or not. How it go, Charlene? Don't mind waiting. What did I go, lady? Do I have it? We love to sing that. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I don't mind waiting. Until he put you in the waiting cell. And then you ask about what's the words of that song? Don't mind. Well, I must have been crazy singing that song. Hurry up, Lord. Hurry up, Lord. Don't we say that? But God going to get us to a place where he can say, "You're going to have to wait. I'm sovereign. If I say wait, you wait. But I'm going to give you hope." Anybody waiting? Anybody waiting? And the biggest thing you're going to have to fight, as I told you before, don't let Satan come in and draw on your canvas. He gonna sneak in and try to draw all kind of pictures on your canvas. You only wipe it clean and let the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit draw what's happening in your life. Because see, Satan is always negative. Satan says death. Satan says failure. Satan says rejection. Satan says, you know, you just you're not worth anything. You're inadequate. See, that's what he likes to paint. It's too late. You should have done this 20 years ago. Look at you. You can barely walk. You can barely see. Lies, 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 lies. When are you going to realize they are lies? You failed at everything. Nothing worked out for you. Lies. Lies. God's been with us the whole time. Lies. Amen. Now, as you seek his face and wait on him, let the Lord begin to paint what's really true in your life. Begin to see yourself as he sees you, and your face will become illuminated with hope. Amen. David says, trouble all around me. They're trying to destroy me, Lord. He said, but God, I'm going to seek your face. And God will meet us, and he will rescue us. He said, so now I can be confident. I can trust in you, God. My trust in you is firm because I'm connected to you. I can believe that I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Why? Because I'm connected to you, Lord. I hear you talking. I see what you're doing. Father, I'm praying to you. I sense in my spirit, Lord. So now I do believe, I see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Do you believe that? Stop waiting for heaven. Stop waiting until you die to receive all God's goodness. No, it's guaranteed. It's promised for right now. If you're not walking in his goodness, examine yourself. Why are you not walking in his goodness? What is his goodness? How do you receive his goodness? Come on, saints. He's given us everything that pertains to hallelujah. David says, I can wait and hope. I can be strong. David decided to fasten on God's word and who he is. You have to fasten, like someone says. It's like a pit bull. You get the word, you got to, I don't care what circumstance come and try to take you. Don't let it go. Don't let it grit your teeth and hold on to the word. And you're holding on to it and swallowing it and letting it grow. If something's going to explode in your spirit, and you're going to know that you know that you know that God's word is true. And then your waiting and hope is going to be a joy to you. That word hope, you know, we use hope like, you know, well, I'm going to the park tomorrow. I hope it doesn't rain. You imagine stuff. You imagine something you don't even know about. Biblical hope is not like that. Biblical hope has a foundation. Biblical hope is based on the word of God. Hallelujah. There's a difference. See, the world has hope, but it's weak. It's foolish. They're hoping something they don't know anything about. But we have an expectant waiting. So we hope, our hope is expectant waiting. If I pray to God, my hope is saying I'm expecting it to come. I'm expecting it. I'm expecting. Ladies, you know how you order something through QVC? Well, if you don't, I do. And they kind of tell you, you know, be there in a couple of days, you know. So today's Sunday, you figure Tuesday, you know, ought to be there. So I'm hoping that thing come. I'm expecting that thing. Look at, you know, Jay said, don't be, why are you people out blind? I'm just seeing the mailman come. Excited, you know. Ooh, what color was it now? I can't remember the color. I think it was red. I was excited about that thing. And here he comes. So I was expecting him. I had hoped that he was coming. I had no doubt that he wasn't. Even if he had been late, wouldn't have bothered me a bit because I still had an expectation that he was coming. I was going to sit right there, do everything I want to do every now and then. And then you hear the doorbell ring. I got it! And there's that box right on time. And even if it was late, my heart never doubted. That's how we have to hope on God. You have to be excited about that thing. You know what's coming. You know what you asked for. And I was specific. I said red. I didn't say black and blue. So when I opened that package, I'm trying to figure out where it came. George trying to figure out what in the world has you. You got to be specific in your prayers. Got to be specific. I told him exactly what I wanted. And when it came, that's exactly what I got. When you pray to God, you can't, you know, be afraid to talk to your father. You can't be shy about what you need. You know, you can't be embarrassed about what you're crying out. He knows it anyway. Go to him and be specific. Hallelujah. And then begin to wait. Begin to get excited. Begin to jump up and down. Hallelujah. Because you know it's coming. It might not have come today, but see, you on God's time. It's coming. Don't lose your hope. Keep an expected waiting, but you have to express to God exactly what it is you want. Why are you hiding it from him? He knows. He's putting a desire there for you to pray this, pray that, pray this, because I want to bless you. I want to be a part of your life. Pray and ask God. Stop trying to figure it out. And you know how you can tell when you're trying to work something out? You worry, and you're full of anxiety. That means that's your flesh. You have prayed to your flesh. The flesh don't know anything. All the flesh knows how to do is get you in trouble. So when you begin to worry and be full of anxiousness and unease and feel yourself getting a little sorrow, that's flesh. But when you're standing in hope and you've prayed and asked God, hope, I tell you, it makes you cheerful. It puts an expectant weight in your heart. Even if you feel something coming that may bring a little doubt, for a second you push it off. And you get, push it off. Hallelujah, you got to push it off. You can't let it settle itself on you. You know, he said, now, you know, put your left foot in and put your right foot in and put your, and you just letting fear dress you all up. Now he's clothed you in fear. You got to resist that. You got to take that mess off. That's not a part of your makeup. Get it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. Fear does not fit the woman and man of God. It just doesn't. It doesn't fit. So David says, really, if you want to put it in layman's term, he said, I am waiting expectantly to see God's goodness in this life. And if I didn't believe I would see it, I'd give up. That's what keeps you from giving up, because you expect to see it. That's what he's saying. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going to become weary, because I expect to see God's good. You expect to see it? You expect to see it? You expect to see it? So it keeps you from giving up. You expect to see God's goodness. Do you? So you're not giving up. Hallelujah. Don't you give up, because you have a hope that's based in faith on God. Glory to God. Woo. Isn't that a beautiful hope? Doesn't that help you not to give up in your current situation? I don't care how entangled it may seem. Normally, God works when you can't fix it. It's not, no bank, no psychiatrist, no psychologist, no counselor. Nobody can fix this thing. No law enforcement, no lawyer, no Supreme Court judge can help you in this mess. But God can. But God can. And see, so you don't stop at the highest law in the land. You go to heaven's judge. He's a just judge. And there may be consequences that you may have to endure, but I'm going to tell you the truth. You shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Just don't give up. Don't give up. Don't let fear cause you to be sick. I don't care how entangled this can be. And some of us have been in some situations like, I don't know how in the world I'm going to get out of this mess. No, you don't, but God does. Seek his face. And be confident of this one thing. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah. Some confidence. Glory to God. Glory to God. David went through some tough situations, caused him to lose hope, and it made him even despair of life. But when he remembered who God was and what he had done and what he could do, his hope came alive again. Sometimes you got to go there. You got to remember who he is. You got to remember what he's done in your life. You got to remember what he's promised he will do for you. You got to meditate. You got to remember all that he's told you. And let hope come alive in your spirit. Amen. If you ever read the Psalm, David will start out, it's almost like he's in sorrow and despair. And then you can see he's building himself up in the Lord. And then at the end of that Psalm, David's in full throttle praise. Hallelujah. That's how you encourage yourself in the Lord. You speak the fact, Lord, I don't feel like this. Lord, I feel like I'm being defeated. Lord, I'm overwhelmed. But I remember your promise to me. I know you're for me and not against me. I know you say if I ask in Jesus' name, Father, I can have whatever I ask. You begin to encourage yourself in the Lord. No evil shall come nigh me, Lord. You promise this. Put God's word to him. Yes. And see, don't he remember his word, hallelujah. Stand on the word of God, hallelujah. And begin to praise him. I heard pastor say today, you want the enemy to flee? Praise the name. Even in your waiting, praise God. Even in your waiting, praise God. Hallelujah. You got to remember, we meditate on the wrong things. We meditate on the situation that's bringing us grief. We meditate on the situation that's making us weak. We meditate on the situation that's getting bigger and bigger. That's what we meditate. And the more we look at it, the sicker we will come. Well, get your eyes off that mess. Begin to magnify God. Hallelujah. Begin to look at him who has delivered you and given you all things. Remember the cross. Remember the cross when he said, it is finished. He says, it is finished. Hallelujah. And the enemy is going to try more than ever now to magnify his mess in your life. Keep on. What is it? What you focus on in the time of trial will determine its effect on you. If you focus on your loss, you will lose strength. But if you focus on God, you will gain strength and hope. That's the key point. What you're focusing on. What are you focusing on? Focus on God and receive health and strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Count it all joy. God has told us how many times that he's trying our faith with severe trials to see if it's genuine. See, you're not going to be fooling anybody anymore. Most of all, you're not going to be fool yourself. Because these trials are going to be so severe that the faith in you, I don't care if it's as a mustard seed, if you believe it and plant it and let it grow, it will grow in you. So we look at it, a lot of times we said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, well, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm not, I don't know, but it's like he said, as a mustard seed. He's not saying it's faith as tiny as a mustard seed. He's saying if you have faith as a mustard seed. He could say, you know, if you had faith as a seed, but he chose to use as a mustard seed. Maybe they were familiar with that. So if you have faith as a seed, you take that seed and plant it in your heart, it's good soil, hallelujah, and you protect that soil, it begins to grow. And that faith begins to grow, and that faith begins to grow. So you can, and God said he's given us all a measure of faith, has he not? Hallelujah. That's why I say keep your, guard your heart, guard your heart. That's good soil, amen. So if you had faith as a seed, if you saw faith as a seed and you spoke the word of God and that seed comes out and it lodges itself in the soil of your good heart, it's going to grow, because you're going, even if you have to say the same word over and over again, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. Whoa, pretty soon you got you a tree so big it just takes over your whole body, takes over all your, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm delivered, I'm set free. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I do have joy. I walk in joy. I walk in peace. Hallelujah. I walk in harmony. Hallelujah. See, just build on the word, build on the word, build on the word. People may say that's so simple, but the gospel of God is simple. Man has made it difficult. You speak what you need for the moment. Hallelujah. If you don't know Latin, then stop talking Latin. You don't know what you're saying. You don't know what's, it could be witchcraft. You don't know what you're saying. Speak what you know. And the word of God is true. Hallelujah. Speak the word. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Woo, I believe God. And before you know it, everything that comes against me, the first thing that comes out of my mouth, but I believe God. I believe it's just going to be natural. Woo. Glory to God. I'm laughing at Doc. She said she was waiting for me that crazy. Woo! I feel like I got chill bumps all over me. I believe it's a fire God. Hallelujah. Burn, Lord, burn. Hallelujah. Burn, Lord, burn. Glory to God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe God. I believe God. He's my Savior. He's my salvation. He's my rock. He's my stronghold. He's my cleft. I extol him. I exalt him. I lift him up above the high places. He's my healer. He's my provider. He's my banner love over me. My God. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's real, Francine. And that strength you felt today came from the Holy Ghost. You a warrior, Francine. Your spirit is warring, Francine. Hallelujah. That Zoe blood that's flowing through your body. Everything that is touches that isn't of God shall die in Jesus' name. I speak life in you. Zoe, life in you. Zoe, life in you. It's flowing all over your body. That's what's circulating. That's stirred up, Francine. Stirred up, Francine. Stirred up. Woo! I believe Zoe life. Nothing can come against Zoe. That's power. The life of Christ is power. Nothing can come against God's blood. The blood of Jesus. Woo! Woo, Jesus. The Bible says wait. Wait in all circumstances. For every condition that you're in, there's a promise in his word. And God has pledged to stand behind that promise. Yes, he will. He will never have you believe his word or exercise confidence in him and not come through. Never. He said, because whatever he sends his word to, it shall not come back to him void. Wait in all circumstances. Time may change, but God remains the same always. He never leaves us. He never changes his view. Glory to God. He is faithful to his word, faithful to his character. Yes, he is. Health may give way to sickness, plenty to poverty, strength to weakness, and life to death. But my God is the same. He does not change. Hallelujah. Therefore, David says in Psalms 27:14, therefore, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He will not change. I don't care what changes in our lifetime. God is still the same. He's still God. He's not fazed by that change. He said, because I've given you a promise to sustain you in that. I've given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. Whatever life brings your way, I've given you a word to overcome it. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. I don't care what's coming in your life. God says a promise to cover it. Hallelujah. Just believe the promise. Speak it as a seed. Let it settle itself in your heart and begin to nourish that. That's why it's so important not to mess up the soil. Don't mess up and contaminate your soil. That's why God said, you know, you got to forgive. You can't let bitterness come in there. You can't let that. See, you're messing up your soil. Your soil is not quite as good anymore. So you're choking the seed. You're speaking, but you're saying, why is my faith weak? Why? Because there's no growth there. You just like the seed that was planted on rocky ground. Remember that? Yeah. Hallelujah. You received it with joy. But it says when life got kind of rough, you know, you just, it was not because there was no root taken, you just shied away. It was hard ground. All your bitterness and evilness and unforgiveness and gossiping and lying and cussing and fornicating. Yep, us church folk. All your stealing. You know, glory to God. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. What it has done has caused your heart to get hard. And you sitting in church and pastor giving, oh, that's a good word. And it's dropping on your heart just like this. That's what you call a hard heart. You think the seed is there, but the seed stopped right up here in your mind. All you do is remember what the pastor said, but when Satan come up to you, he's not going by what's coming from your mind. He's come by what's coming from your heart. He's not afraid of your intellect. Woo, but someone that got that word in their heart, my God, when it comes out, just like Jesus spoke to that soldier, Jesus said, I am. He said, whoosh. You get that word growing in your heart, glory to God, and you speak that word to an enemy of yours, be gone in Jesus' name. You're going to push him right back. Push him back, push him back, push him back. Push him back. Y'all don't believe the word can do that. Yes, it can. It's power in the word. It's power in the word. And you have to see that when you speak, not so in Jesus' name. It's power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. Sometimes, do you all have aunts? Sometimes they would say things. We thought they was crazy, but they'd look at you, and instead of doing a lot of talk, they'd just say, Jesus. Yeah. And sometimes my Aunt Annie can say that and just back me up. Oh, my gosh, she's serious. Next thing you know, I'm on the front porch sitting down. Jesus. When was the last time you used a name? When's the last time you used a name? Stop using your fallen language. Use a heavenly language. Jesus. You see something fun on your body? Jesus. Something bothering your mind? Jesus. You know you're not quite walking right? Jesus. You being tempted in a way that you know is on an uneven path? Jesus. Call out to him. He doesn't need all that extra lingo. He knows exactly what you need before you even ask him. Just cry out to him. Jesus. Feet hurting? Jesus. Stop trying to take care of everything yourself. You're not equipped to. Wait for direction. Wait for light and darkness. Wait for direction and difficulty. We're in a place sometimes where we don't want to go back. We're scared to go forward, but we know we can't stand still. You know, if you do, you're going to go in the wrong place. But the Bible says to wait on the Lord. God promised, he said he will instruct us and teach us in the way which we should go. So be still. What he's done for us, he'll do for others as well. Wait for power and weakness. David said, truly my soul waits upon God, for my expectation is from him. He gives power to the faint. I love it in Isaiah. He says he gives power to the faint, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. And even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Wait on God. I don't care how weak you are, how faint you feel, or how weary you may be. All you need is strength and courage from God, and if you ask, it shall be given to you. That's just human nature. Everybody gets tired. Everybody's in a situation where they may be weak or weary. But God said, call on him. And he's going to cause you to mount up. Glory to God. Can't you see that eagle mounting up? I love that bald-headed eagle, don't you? Mounting up. All those other buzzards don't even want to be in his presence because they're afraid of him. He's too high up for them anyway. If they go up that high, they're going to die for lack of oxygen. But what they don't know, the eagle is high, but he can go even further. Amen. And that's how God is saying, I'll mount you up like an eagle. You'd be so over your problems, you're going to see them coming before they come. Hallelujah. You're going to fly like an eagle. You're going to run like a young man. I don't care if you're 101 years old. If God says he's going to do that, I trust him to do it. He did it for Moses. He did it for Caleb. He'll do it for me too. If my heart is right, if my ambition is right to glorify God in all I do. Come on, don't give up. Stop looking at age as a factor. We're supernatural. I told you before, time doesn't matter to God. The only thing that matters to God is faith. That's his time clock. The body may grow weary, but the spirit man is growing stronger and stronger. And he's the real man, isn't he? He's still powerful. He still can speak a thing and it shall be. Get your eyes off yourself. Get your eyes on God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wait for protection and danger. Wait for wisdom and trials. Wait for comfort and sorrow. Wait for deliverance out of every trouble. Hallelujah. I like that scripture I found in Job. Said that the Lord will deliver you in 6 troubles, and in 7 he will not forsake you. My Lord, is that a promise on top of a promise? He said, in other words, he said, I'll deliver you out of every trouble that come your way. That's a promise. So when trouble comes, I say, Lord, you told me. You deliver me in 6 troubles. You even in 7. So God, I profess in Jesus' name, I've been delivered out of this trouble. I've been delivered out of this trouble. I've been delivered out of this trouble. Because your word says it. My faith is being increased over this promise. I've been delivered out of this trouble. And trouble is trouble. You don't name trouble. Trouble is trouble. Trouble is anything that causes you to have disease in your body. Disease in your body. What does it sound like I'm saying? Disease. Anything that causes you to have dis-ease in your body is trouble. And God says, not only six times, seven. Sound like the perfect number to me. God is our refuge. And God is our strength, where it's a very present help in trouble. He's a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. He tells us, I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you, and I will honor you. I will set you on high because you know my name. Do you know his name? Do you know the name of Jesus? Do you know he's Jehovah Jireh? Do you know he's Jehovah Nisi? Do you know he's Jehovah Salam? Come on, do you know his name? Hallelujah. If you don't, you need to study his names. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you know his name? If you know his name, you can cry out to him because he says, I am that I am. Whatever you need, I'm that for you. Oh, he's wonderful. He's an all-consuming God. He's given us everything to life and godliness. Makes life worth living, doesn't it? Woo, doggy. Everything. You got to know it. Come on, man. You got to get in his word. He said, whatever come your way, I've given you a promise for it. I got you covered, the Lord. I got you covered. You worry about this? There's a word for it. Now speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it. Glory to God. You can't sit there with wishful thinking, well, I know it's in this. Let me get a concordance. Maybe I can, oh, please. Till you get it, just call on the name of Jesus. Let's stop being so intellectual. Hallelujah. God, show me your word. God, speak to my heart. And if you're just reading your word, it'll come to you. Yeah. It will. And take your time with that word. You know, sometimes I got a lady on my job. She loves good food. Oh, my goodness. She eats it like it's, Wanda, what you eating, Armajoy? I said, that's all you eating. I thought you was eating something. You know what I'm saying? She's, just know how to eat that good food. You see what I'm saying? And that's how we have to be with the word of God. When you get one word from God, just chew on it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Don't be worried about knowing more than Hezekiah. You know what Charlene knows. If that's the word for the hour, then you just chew on it, baby. You just chew on that word. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. All you need is one word. And you chew on it. Excuse me. One word. And you chew on it. And that word become a living word, doesn't it? Begin to rise. I said, we think we got to know 15,000 scriptures. You better know what you know, and you better use what you know. Because the word of God is powerful, regardless. Use what you know. Hallelujah. All you know is Jesus is nigh. Use it. You need Jesus near you. He needs to be near you. Glory to God. Wait for the Lord while you're praying. Wait on the Lord while you're believing. He tells we should live by faith and not by sight, nor by fear. The just shall live by faith. We have to constantly exercise our faith. Believe, therefore, what your God has said of himself. Believe what God has said about you. Believe that God cares for you. Believe in the precious promises he has made to you. Believe and be assured that God has given you everything that you need to walk an abundant life. Believe God. Let man or Satan or even your heart say what they will, but you believe God and his word. Hallelujah. Let your heart say this. Let man say that. But you believe what God says and get your heart to agree with the word of God. Hallelujah. If your heart is saying something that God hasn't spoken, then you get your heart right. You get your heart. You tell your heart, come on now, I got some training to do for you because you got some false notions right here. You flunked that test. That's not the word of God. Now, this is what you believe. This is what you believe. And you begin to speak into your heart truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Believe God. Trust him in your darkest days. Trust him in your darkest night. Believe God, and then you can enjoy perfect peace. Why? Because those who keep their mind. Now, y'all just thought that was an easy scripture to memorize, but there's some truth behind there. If Satan is telling you, think about him, say, oh, please, and I ain't worth looking at. I don't want to look at your nasty self with your no teeth in your mouth and you're running liquid. I don't want to look at that foolish. It's ugly. Why are you gazing at it? It's ugly. Would you watch a dog going back to his own vomit? All right, am I graphic enough for you? Then why are you paying attention to the devil? He's nasty. He's no good. He's dark. He's gloomy. Why are you looking at him? Turn your face to the marvelous beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's beautiful. Oh, he's wonderful. Oh, his face is wonderful to behold. Look unto Jesus. So the enemy comes in your mind, begin to lie to you. Physically force yourself to look at Jesus. Look upon his beauty. Oh, look upon his goodness. Look upon his holiness. Dwell in his presence. Hallelujah. Turn yourself away. It's a fight, I'm telling you. It's a fight. We have a foe. Tear yourself. Just like, who was that that tore herself away for that woman? She wasn't nothing but the devil. Joseph had a lot of sense, didn't she? David snatched, what's his name? Joseph snatched himself. Thank you. And ran for his life, didn't he? That's what we have to do sometimes. Sometimes we just let him tug. Well, you know, after I watch this movie, I'll tell him to get off of me. Tug. Well, you know, after I take a little nap, I'll tell him to leave me alone, you know. Tug. Well, let me run down to the mall. Somebody said somebody got a sale, you know. So once I get from the mall, I'll deal with the tugging. Go ahead. But by then, he done tugged on me so long, he has put things in on you that you're not even aware about. You wonder why you're feeling bad. You wonder why you don't feel like praying. Wonder why you don't turn off today. I don't want to hear no more but preaching today, you know. And, you know, you wonder why, I don't know if I'm going to church tomorrow, you know. I done been 3 weeks in a row. What else going to do? You know, you wonder why you don't want to be around nobody that love the Lord. Girl, let me talk about that to me today. Not today. You wonder why? Because the enemy been tugging on you all week. And you allowed him to tug. You didn't tell them, take your filthy hands off me in Jesus' name. You didn't let them know, I know who this is, and I cover myself in the blood of Jesus. And I command you in Jesus' name to loose me. Hallelujah. You're not my friend. You're my enemy. You're my foe. And I stand up against my enemy. I plead the blood of Jesus against you. Then you begin to praise God. And all of a sudden, your spirit is lifted up. Can't wait to get to church. Can't wait to pray. Can't wait to read your word. Stop letting them tug on you. Stop it. Believe in God and wait on him. Believe and wait on God. Doubt and fearing can only bring you harm, intense harm. But you got to believe God. Believe him. Wait on the Lord watching. Wait on the Lord searching his word. Wait on the Lord in your quiet time. Wait on the Lord in hope. Wait on him, not doubting. Don't doubt while you're waiting on him. Be cheerful. Be expectant. David said in Psalms 42 and 43, he said, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Talk to yourself sometimes. You know, your countenance shows what you're feeling inside. Why are you cast down? You have to ask your soul sometimes, why are you cast down? You ever looked in the mirror sometimes and said, you know, why are you cast down? Remember God, hope in him, yet praise him for all that you're going through. Choose joy over being cast down. Choose joy. Why are you cast down, oh my soul? I don't care how rough the road or how violent the conflict or how severe the trial. Hope on. Hope always. For God has said, Minister Boone, they shall not be ashamed who wait for me. I love that scripture. God, you told me I will not be ashamed. as I wait on you, hopefully expecting your word to be manifested in my life. There's a promise right there. He said, hope on, hope always, because he'll never make us ashamed. He's not going to allow you to go out here and testify how good your God is, what a mighty healer he is, and he doesn't come through. He said, you'll never be ashamed. Never. Never. That's a promise for him. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Sometimes things happen when you give up hope. But hope on. Hope always. Hang on to it. Wait on the Lord with perseverance. Wait on the Lord if he's strong to save. Wait on the Lord for he cannot deceive. Wait on the Lord and on the Lord alone. Hallelujah. Find rest, oh my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him. He's my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation, my honor depend upon God. He is my mighty rock. Glory to God. In all your seasons of affliction and trouble, in all your times of temptation and suffering, what are we going to do? Wait on God. Lord, I thank you for your word today. Thank you that during this time, Lord, you have given us hope. You have shown us how to wait. Wait with joy. Wait on you alone. Wait and believe. Wait, Father, in sorrow. Wait in perseverance. Wait in trials and troubles and conflict. Wait while believing. It's all right. Because you say you'll never make us ashamed. Father, let this word today encourage us. Let it just ignite the hope that's in us so that we can march on doing your will. We are victorious in Christ. We will not give up. We will not grow weary. For all things are possible to those that believe. Father, that the hearts of the people here today be good soil. Father, they need to take just a moment to get the pebbles out of this soil, to get the weeds out of this soil, to get anything that will cause the soil to kill the word. Holy Spirit, help us to do it right now. Show us. Show us. And we're quick to repent and ask your forgiveness. This is good soil, and the word has been planted, and it should grow up 30, 60, 100 fold. Hallelujah. We declare that in Jesus' name. We declare that in Jesus' name. Bless your people as we express our love to you by obeying your word. In Jesus' name, amen.